Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, AI Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, Congress's Republicans fume as Trump blindsides them with tariff pause. Second, Johnson vows to try again after GOP holdouts block action on Trump's big, beautiful budget bill. Third, the Republican-led House passes a bill to limit nationwide orders from federal district judges. Lastly, Trump has a timeline in mind for the Iran nuclear deal, tapping Israel to lead any potential military action. In our first story, Congress Republicans are expressing frustration after President Trump unexpectedly announced a pause on his sweeping reciprocal tariffs for every country except China. This move came as a shock to many GOP lawmakers who were not given prior notice by the administration. Trump's decision to scale tariffs on China up to 125% while reducing them to 10% for other countries has left some Republicans feeling blindsided and struggling to maintain the loyalty the president expects of his party. This tariff pause is significant because it demonstrates an ongoing pattern where the administration makes sudden decisions without consulting or informing Congress, creating challenges for lawmakers who aim to support the president's agenda. One House Republican, speaking anonymously, mentioned that better communication from the White House would equip them with the necessary ammo to counter Democratic opposition effectively. Another Republican echoed this sentiment, expressing frustration that they found out from the press. The announcement was made on Truth Social, catching many by surprise during a public hearing where the Ways and Means Committee was questioning U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer. Despite the overall discontent, some GOP free traders felt a sense of relief, as the pause might ease the negative stock market reactions. Historically, this lack of communication between the executive branch and Congress is not new. Previous administrations, including that of former President Biden, have also faced criticism for similar issues. However, this ongoing lack of transparency from the Trump administration continues to frustrate lawmakers, especially in the context of significant policy changes like tariffs. While some Republicans defend the president's decision to withhold information to prevent leaks, others argue that more transparency would prevent potential misuse of insider information, such as stock trading. As the situation unfolds, the implications of this tariff pause could influence public opinion and potentially affect the broader political landscape, particularly within the Republican Party. In other news, Johnson to push forward after GOP halts budget bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson is determined to move forward with a Republican budget framework after GOP holdouts blocked a vote on President Trump's budget bill. Despite strong support from President Trump, Johnson had to abandon Wednesday's scheduled vote as conservative Republicans demanded deeper spending cuts. This budget bill, which Trump describes as big and beautiful, is central to his agenda of tax reductions, mass deportations, and reducing the size of the federal government. The failure to advance the budget framework marks a significant challenge for Johnson, who is navigating a slim majority in the House. A failed vote during a time of economic uncertainty, exacerbated by Trump's trade wars, could be a major setback for the Republican agenda in Washington. Trump's frustration was evident when he urged Republicans to stop grandstanding during a recent fundraising dinner. Conservative Republicans, particularly from the Freedom Caucus, have been vocal in their opposition, insisting on more substantial spending cuts. They even took the unusual step of meeting privately with Senate GOP leaders to press for deeper cuts. Johnson has been working to find a compromise, considering options like amending the Senate bill or forming a conference committee to reconcile differences. The budget framework aims to extend the tax cuts from 2017 and introduce new ones, which Trump promised during his campaign. This would include no taxes on tipped wages and Social Security income, raising the cost to around $7 trillion over the next decade. The budget also proposes significant funding for Trump's mass deportation plans and increased defense spending, offset by cuts to domestic programs, including health care. House Democrats, led by Hakeem Jeffries, have criticized the plan as reckless, arguing it favors the wealthy at the expense of everyday Americans. They warn that the proposed cuts could harm those struggling to make ends meet. Meanwhile, some Republican senators have expressed concerns with objections to Medicaid cuts and the accounting methods used to justify the budget's costs. As the House and Senate work to resolve these budgetary differences, the debate continues amid Trump's ongoing trade wars, which have added tension to the legislative process. Johnson remains hopeful for a resolution, aiming to satisfy both conservative hardliners and the broader GOP to advance the president's agenda. Next up, House limits nationwide orders by federal judges. The House of Representatives has passed legislation aimed at limiting the authority of federal district judges to issue nationwide orders. This move comes in response to numerous court rulings that have challenged actions by the Trump administration, including the firing of federal workers and the freezing of federal funds. The legislation, which passed by a narrow margin of 219 to 213, restricts district judges to issuing injunctive relief only to parties directly involved in a case, rather than applying it nationwide. The bill reflects a broader Republican effort to curb what they perceive as judicial overreach, especially given the increase in nationwide injunctions during Trump's presidency. Republicans argue that these injunctions are often issued by activist liberal judges who are blocking the administration's agenda. However, Democrats counter that the courts are simply upholding the law by striking down illegal executive orders. They also point out that many of the judges issuing these orders were appointed by Republican presidents. While the bill has passed in the House, it faces a challenging path in the Senate, where it would require some Democratic support to advance. The debate over the role of the judiciary highlights ongoing tensions between the legislative and judicial branches, with Republicans seeking to limit the power of the courts in shaping national policy. If enacted, this legislation could significantly alter the landscape of judicial oversight, potentially limiting the ability of courts to check executive actions at a national level. Critics worry that this could lead to unchecked presidential power, while supporters believe it will prevent what they see as judicial activism. The outcome of this legislative push could have lasting implications for the balance of power between the branches of government and the role of the judiciary in American politics. In other news, in our final story today, Trump sets deadline for Iran nuclear deal, enlists Israel for military action. President Donald Trump has set a firm deadline for negotiations with Iran regarding its nuclear weapons program, emphasizing the urgency of the situation. During a recent Oval Office briefing, Trump made it clear that the United States will not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon, stating that military action, led by Israel, remains a possibility if negotiations do not yield an agreement. The urgency of these negotiations stems from the ongoing threat posed by Iran's nuclear ambitions. The United States and Iran are slated to hold critical talks this Saturday in Oman, with the Trump administration warning of great danger should these discussions fail to produce a satisfactory outcome. While Trump did not disclose specific details about the timeline, he underscored the limited time available to reach a resolution. This development is significant as it highlights the Trump administration's aggressive stance on nuclear non-proliferation and its willingness to involve key allies like Israel in potential military operations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed strong support for a complete denuclearization of Iran, suggesting a deal akin to Libya's disarmament in 2003. This aligns with conservative values of maintaining national security and preventing nuclear proliferation. The implications of this deadline are substantial, as failure to reach an agreement could lead to heightened tensions in the Middle East and potentially draw the United States into another military conflict. Public opinion may be swayed by the administration's decisive approach, with supporters praising the firm stance against Iran, while critics may express concerns over the risks of military escalation. As the world watches these negotiations unfold, the outcome could have far-reaching effects on international relations and the geopolitical landscape, particularly concerning U.S. priorities in the region and its relationship with Israel. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.